This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Health officials say COVID-19 continues to take the heaviest toll on elderly Coloradans. A quarter of the people in their 80s that have tested positive have died. New state numbers show 290 people have now died after contracting the virus. As of Friday, more than 80 of those deaths were linked to elder care facilities. Less than 1% of Coloradans have been tested for the new coronavirus. There are currently just over 7,300 cases statewide. Virtual town halls have become a major way that Colorado policymakers are connecting with the public to answer questions and to try to provide updates. And as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, the effort has crossed party lines.
Recently, Democratic Governor Jared Polis joined Republican Senator Cory Gardner for one of these events to talk about how they've been working together.
And he's been extremely helpful in making introductions for the state of Colorado to suppliers in Vietnam and South Korea.
Polis, who served in the House before becoming governor, has been making the rounds of congressional town halls. He's also joined Democratic Representatives Joe Neguse and Jason Crow. Crow says the governor told all members of the delegation he'd be willing to participate.
I think it just shows the extent to which the elected officials in the state are committed to working together.
Congress members have also had public health officials and local leaders participate in their constituent calls, too. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The governor is scheduled to update Colorado's latest numbers on coronavirus at 12:15. Denver has closed Civic Center Park and nearby areas to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Park rangers will enforce the closure. This comes days after the city closed the parks at Red Rocks. This is CPR News.